Tony, like I said to you, has had an Achilles problem. We're managing Tony. Tony's feeling better already. It was a benefit from leaving him out the other night. We knew that that point had come. Obviously Tony was playing. He was playing in discomfort, and he needed to rest it. So he's done that. He's feeling better. Danny Higginbottom, felt. He's had a few problems with his back, and I think his back was transferring into his hamstring. He's had a scan, and there's nothing showed up. So we're thinking it's just neural. They're both okay. They're both okay. Whether we involve them or not at the weekend, it'll sort of be our decision.
The plan the other night at Crewe was to change a few and rest a few. Is that the plan for this weekend?
Well, no, because I think, last week when I spoke to you, what I said was I think it's important that we finish, we finish well at home. It'll be a tough game, against Preston. Since Simon's gone in, he's got them playing, he's got them getting some good results, and they've got a good group of players. But what we want to do is we want to finish positively at home. We want to finish on a high, and set ourselves up for the playoff games.
Is this a situation where you're still trying to formulate in your mind that the best 11 that would start the first game in the playoffs?
I think I made my intentions, obviously, and it's the first 11 I selected, for the Swindon game. I think what you do is you try and pick an 11 that you think is the best 11, and the best 11 to go and win that match. The playoff games might throw up different scenarios. I think each team will throw up a different prospect of opposition. So we have to look at that. But what we have to do from our point of view is pick the best team we think is to get us promoted.
Is everybody right now kind of putting their hands up for selection? Are you comfortable that everybody is giving it their all right now?
Yeah, very comfortable. I think that's one thing that we've seen, obviously, since I've been doing, it's been doing a job. It's been a quick couple of weeks. The time's flown by, but what we've had is a fantastic reaction from the players. Like we said, right at the first, it's never an easy situation to be in. The club loses a manager, and you want a reaction from everybody, and we've had that. The two games I thought were excellent. Away at Portsmouth, I thought, as an away performance, other than a mad 15 minutes, I thought we did everything that you'd ask, other than score. At Crewe the other night, we made some changes, changed the team shape up a little bit, changed personnel, I don't think they laid a glove on us first half, possibly, could we have created more chances going forward? Yeah, we could, but we used the game as an exercise, and an exercise that, looking back was, very productive from my point of view.
You enjoy being in the firing line then over this 2 or 3 week period?
Yeah, it's obviously a situation that, when I've spoke to you before, you've always asked, is it a position that you fancy doing? And I always said, yeah. I never knew or thought that it had come round this quickly. So what you do is you're thrust into a position, and you have to learn, and you have to react quickly. But also by doing that, you have to think, because obviously we're in a position where we've worked hard all season to give ourselves a shot at promotion. We lost the chance of automatic, but we've still got one hell of a fantastic opportunity, in my point of view, for getting promoted.
Joe Ironside, over the course of recent times, has come on. He's had a positive impact, and did so, I'm told, at Crewe as well. Is he in your mind to possibly start games right now? How far away is he from possibly starting?
No, he's right in the front of my mind. Again, going back to the Swindon game, if you remember, I put Elliot on, I put Callum on, put Joe on. I've worked closely with them lads all season, obviously with the under 21s, and in with the first team all season, and the lads are hungry. They've showed a great deal of intelligence for me, and a great deal of maturity, and I think that's come from them being in and around the first team mix all season. They've trained with better players, they've trained with experienced players, and the experienced players have done great for the young lads. But also, the young lads have grasped it. They've grasped it. They know they've got a chance. They know they've got opportunities to be involved. And, you know, all of them offer something, you know, and I wouldn't think twice about playing any of them.
Just as a quick update, and we know he's obviously not going to be around for this summer, etc. Miller's rehab, how's that coming along?
I think Sean's making really good strides. You know, when we did the press conference on Monday, he was out on the grass. You know, he was moving. You know, I think you know, having done similar myself, you know, them first couple of times on the grass are always a bit tentative. You're always a bit unsure. You feel little creaks and things in your joint that you've never had before. But you know, they'll go away. But yeah, I think Sean, we've just got to keep him on the road to recovery, keep him going in the right direction. You know, let's, you know, all fingers crossed that he doesn't run into any complications. You know, and I'm not sure whether he'll, you know, I don't think he'll be ready for the start of the season. You know, I think one thing we've got to be doing is giving Sean, you know, as a professional footballer, every chance to get over a career-threatening injury. You know, they're not nice injuries at all. So we've got to make sure Sean's fit and he's ready when he does come back into to the first team remit.
Higginbotham and McManus side, is everybody else okay for selection this weekend, aside from the long-termers like Sean?
Yeah. Everybody's good as gold. They've all trained this morning. They've all got a smile on their face. They're all looking forward to the, the tests. You know, the tests that we've got coming up, and so should be it. You know, it's there'll be a lot of hype. There'll be a lot of intensity. There'll be a lot of interest in the games. You know, but for me, them's the games you want to be involved in as a professional footballer.
I'm told there was a negative reaction towards Michael Doyle the other day. I think there are at least a group of fans who maybe feel we're not seeing him at his best right now. Is that something you would agree with or disagree with?
I totally disagree with it. I think Doyle is Doyle. He gives you everything he's got every time he pulls that shirt on. He's an honest pro. You know, he'll be the first one to admit if he's not had a good game. You know, and he's never one of these that comes looking for a pat on the back when he's had a good game. And I saw the situation you're talking about, and Doyle, being the person he is, went over after the game. You know, and I saw a lot of handshaking and a lot of talking, and that's fine. You know, he's the club captain. You know, he's the club captain. He knows how to handle pressurised situations. And, you know, Doyle's fiery. You know, he's a winner. He wants to win. And, you know, he'll be as frustrated as anybody the other night. You know, and the fans obviously showed a little bit of frustration. But, you know, I saw everything diffuse. Everything was okay. And, you know, the supporters know as well as I do what Doyle offers to the team.
So it's just really still about goals, you know, chances being created and not taken right now as we head into the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, the last two away games in particular, you know, I think it's the away games you're talking about. You know, against Swindon, we could have been 6-0 up at half-time, you know, and I said to you at the time, that weren't an exaggeration. Everybody that were at the game could see that. You know, the Brentford game, the same. We went 1-0 down. We didn't freeze. We kept going. We got 2-1 up. You know, so we've got goals in the team. We have got goals in the team. You know, we've just got to we've got to get the lads relaxed in front of goal, you know, sort of in training, you know, getting a mitt in the back of the net, and you know, just repetition. But we've got goal scorers. We've got lads who score goals all their careers. So you know, I'm not particularly worried about that at all.
Preston, what do you make of them?
Like I said, yeah, Simon's gone in, and obviously Simon's had a great reaction from him. I think when you look at the group of players they've got, you know, they've got a group of players that would have expected to have been challenging for promotion this season. You know, so they'll in a way they'll be disappointed with a position they've finished. Like I say, you know, they've got a new manager in there. They've got Simon. They've got, you know, Glyn Snoddy, who I know well, and they've got good people. You know, and I think if you've got good staff and you've got good players, then I think what they'll be doing is you know, I should imagine they'll be looking forward to the summer just flying by and getting going next season.
So how important is it then that you can sign off with a win at home, everybody's spirits raised, you get who you get in the playoffs, and everybody's confidence is on a high?
Yeah, well, the supporters have seen the reaction from the players in the last two home games. You know, the supporters have come, the supporters have backed us, You know, we know that the supporters will back us, and the supporters now know from the two performances we've had at home that the players will give it everything they've got. You know, we've got a talented bunch, we've got a bunch of players with a desire for promotion. You know, so you know, we just got to see which team we come up against. You know, we make us plans, and then you know, it's just whatever happens on the night.
Fourth the target then right now.
Yeah, obviously the target is to get a result against Preston. You know, like you said, get a result, finish as high as you can, and then just see what's thrown up. You know, obviously everybody else has got different permutations on their results, so you know, we can't control that. We can only look at us own.
All adds to the pot, though, doesn't it? There's been so much, you know, to-ing and fro-ing in League One this year and across all the divisions in the Football League. It can get a bit mind-boggling at times if you try and focus on everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. That's why, you know, I'm not going to focus. I think whoever we get in the playoffs, you know, them teams have worked hard. You know, they've worked as hard as what we have to be up at towards the top end of this division. You know, it's been close all year, you know, as the Championship. Like you've just said, you know, The divisions have been ridiculously close this year, you know. So people have worked hard. People deserve to be in a playoff place, and I think whoever we play, you know, it'll be a good test of how good we are.
Just finally, this might be nothing, by the way. You've had a lad here, Jordan Robertson, on trial, have you? How's he getting along?
Jordan was obviously as a young lad. He you know, he had a. You know, a nasty injury. You know, he did his cruciate ligament down at Southend. You know, he got in touch with me and asked, you know, whether he'd be able to come in and do his rehab. You know, I spoke to our physios, I spoke to Tony Denton, the academy physio, and obviously, us being the sort of club we are, you know, we look after our own. You know, and we class Jordan as one of our own. He started here as a young lad. You know, so Jordan's been in, he's done his rehab, he's played in, you know, probably three under 21 games, scored three goals in three. You know, so from his point of view, you know, Jordan's on the right track. You know, he's obviously he's still, you know, he's going to be far away with his fitness. You know, I think obviously it'll be a big summer for him. He's got to a stage now where he's fit, he's confident in his knee. You know, so I think he'll have to work through the summer, and then, you know, just see what opportunities come up for him through the summer.